The code. Take control. In a moment, you'll have an opportunity to create your own code. Before you dive in, though, you can learn from the codes that three other teenagers have made. Be sure to look at each carefully. Code of beliefs. Inner. Two wrongs don't make a right. Keep trying because nothing is impossible. Don't sit around and be lazy. Work till I'm tired. Creative. Open-minded and have a different way of thinking. I always have high self-confidence. Outer. School, I would like to go to college. This quarter, 3 A's, 2 B's, 1 C. Activities, wrestling. I will go at least 11 to 2. Must run 3 miles every day. Stay in shape. Personal, I want to find a girlfriend. Never be afraid to ask anyone out. Go on a date every month. Next person, code of beliefs, inner. Loyal, don't talk behind my friend's back. Enthusiastic, make people happy. Caring, adventurous, try new things every day. Fun, I am a party to be around. Outer, activities, palms, straight arms. Piano, practice for real, 30 minutes a day. Personal, buy a laptop with my own money, babysit every week. And the next person, code of beliefs, inner. I love God, I live my faith. Be kind, don't make anyone more upset than they already are. Outgoing, let others see more of who I am. Honest, keep my word and earn people's trust. Push my turbo button, I always take action to make my life better. Outer, school, become a great writer. Read 50 pages every week, not schoolwork. Take Mrs. Jenkins' fiction class. Youth group. Always be upbeat and show kindness to new people. Talk to people who seem left out each Sunday. Family. Help mom more than usual. Do the laundry every Sunday. Before these three teenagers could create their codes, they had to invest time figuring out what they wanted and who they wanted to be. The same is true for you. Creating a powerful code will require you to think hard about who you want to be and where you want to go. These next few pages will help you do just that. They'll help you create a powerful code for yourself. So ask yourself, are you cool with having classmates, MTV, and the rest of the world run your life? If so, then don't worry about making your own code. Just skim through these pages. But if you want to step up and take control of your mind, then grab a pen and paper, take a few minutes, and follow these important steps. Start inside. Since your inner beliefs drive your outer success, the way to start building a fantastic code is to focus on your inner qualities first. Number one, brainstorm. Get a piece of scratch paper and jot down any inner qualities you consider important, such as respect, hard work, honesty, loyalty, or courage. You don't have to use those. They're just ideas. You might think about the people you admire in life and why you admire them. You can also write down quotes that inspire you, or if you're a religious person, feel free to write about your faith. Don't hold back. Let your mind run free and try to come up with at least 10 inner qualities you value. If you need inspiration, turn to the back of this book, and you can find some of my favorite quotes. Number two, pick five. Look at your list and pick the five personal qualities or beliefs that are most important to you. The five that define who you want to be. Why only five? If you pick too many, you might lose track of them all. Once you've picked five, write a sentence describing what each one means to you. For example, you might write, generous, I give to those around me. Or positive attitude. I always choose to be positive. I don't complain. Number three, do it your way. Take the five qualities you chose and the descriptions you wrote about each and put them in the top half of your code diagram. Since this is your code, you can illustrate your qualities however you wish. You can write your beliefs as a list, draw them in a picture, turn them into a poem, whatever will motivate you to make them part of your life. Move outside. Although your inner beliefs are more important, outer goals will also help you. by giving you specific targets to shoot for and ways to focus your energy and time. I know it's tough to come up with outer goals, so I'll give you a head start. Instead of trying to think of every goal you might want, just write down one goal for each of the three big categories: school, activities, and personal. Your school goals might include your grades or intended career. Activities could relate to sports, clubs, or community groups. And personal might touch on your friends, family, health, or religion. As you decide on your goals for each category, remember to, number one, be specific. If your goals are general, you want good grades or want to get dates, you won't really know what you're aiming for. But if you make your goal specific, I want 3 A's and 3 B's this semester, or I want to go on at least 4 cool dates this year, you'll know exactly what you're aiming for, and you'll have a better chance of hitting your target. Number two, give yourself deadlines. I'll learn to play guitar someday. I'll get good grades someday. I'll learn to cook someday. Have you ever seen someday on a calendar? The only way you'll make your goals a reality is if you give them a deadline. So if you really want to learn how to play a guitar, give yourself a clear time frame, such as, I'll have bought a guitar by the end of this month and learned at least 5 chords by the end of the semester. Support your long-term goals with short-term goals. If one of your goals is having a band, then next to that goal you might write, I'll practice every day during the next month and start looking for the other 3 band members. By setting short-term goals that support your long-term goals, you start moving in the right direction right away. Once you've decided on outer goals, you're ready for the moment of truth. Complete your code by writing your goals in the bottom half. At least one goal each for school, activities, and your personal life. I hope you realize the power of what you just did. By creating the code, you've taken the most important step in success: choosing your own path. Sure, you'll have to work on your code some more to get a really good picture of who you want to be. But for now, you can take satisfaction in knowing that you've completed a huge first step. Do you understand now what I meant in the introduction when I said, you are the code and the code is you? Your code represents the real you: your goals, your attitude, your beliefs, and your dreams. By choosing your own code, you're taking control of your life. You're winning the inner battle. Your turn. Choose your own direction. Number one, I've often heard that the best way to learn something is to teach it to someone else. Find a friend, family member, or teacher, and show them how they can create their own code. Walk them through the process that you use to come up with your code. Number two, pick a hero that you have, a family member, friend, or someone famous, and do your best to map out their code. What kind of inner beliefs do you think that person maintains? And what do you think are their outer goals? On a separate piece of paper, draw a shield and fill in your impression of that person's code.